Do you, okay, do you know any women?
You can forget about my sister. She got a boyfriend.
Okay, not your sister. The woman down in Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Okay. The woman in Georgia.
I like the fishies. What do you like?
Okay. What do you think they should do to her? They should chain her up? Do you think they should gas her?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't kill.
Why is that?
So, it's a free country. I'm a person.
Right, but I thought you were also the law.
It's me, the sheriff.
Okay, Rosie, you gotta go now.
No.
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Yes. You gotta go. I gotta go back to the other tapes now for a second.
No.
Yes.
She's not gonna be late.
You'll be back though.
Excellent.
Okay. And we can talk about the toilet seats.
Toilet seat assistance at row number one. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to the other part of this machine now.
Let's go.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What is the toilet?
No.
No, I do, Rosie. I do. I want to ask a question.
Let him ask.
I want to ask a question. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
All right.
I'm hearing you.
Okay. Please don't yell at me.
He's ready.
My question.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Pipe down, Rosie. My question.
No.
Listen, I'm asking you to pipe down.
No.
you're being very obnoxious.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. I've got something to show you.
I don't want
to
see that. I really don't want to. What is toilet seat assistance in row one? What is she talking about?
Take
there?
Me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding.
Oh, it was sliding.
Yes.
Was it really Alan Melville?
Yeah, well, he put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
I'm sorry about that, Rosie.
I love you, and I have to go. I have to go catch a bus.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time on that bus, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, you do. Yeah, that seems to be your only calm answer.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
No, you're not. You're not a sheriff at all.
You know me. I'm fussy.
Are you fussy?
About yes.
About your food?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Well, which is
no.
It? Which is it?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Of course. You're screaming at me.
I like the fishies. What do you like?
Fish are fine. Yes.
Yeah. I love them so much.
Do you really now? That's interesting. I'm glad.
Look, my clothes are very bright. I give everybody lots of color.
Why do you yell? You don't need to yell at me about that. There's no need. There's really no.
No.
What? No what? What? Or yes. Is it yes or no, Rosie?
Yes.
Yes.
Look, my clothes are very bright. I give everybody lots of color.
You said that. You like your clothes. That's a good...
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent nice. Clothing. Bright clothes.
Go to hippopotamus!
I saw those legs.
You know me.
Yeah,
I'm fussy.
Are you fussy? That's a good thing. It's really fun talking to you.
I mean, thank you!
Yeah, my pleasure, baby.
All right, hold on now. Let me make sure I'm back to the other side. Let me just...
Okay,
all right, now we're back to the page that doesn't have that. The machine.
Are your finger? My question would be, are your fingers starting to swell yet?
Not at all. The problem is learning all of these 50 buttons, but I'm gonna
How many buttons did you say?
There's 50.
50 from the new Rosie show.
50 little where she says, hello, thank you, no, gotta go, there you are, toilet seat, I'm okay, who runs this joint, I'm fussy. You're the hippopotamus. I'm the sheriff. He's cute. Am I scaring you? I would not. I mean, all these things.
They're all there.
They're all
50 of them.
They're all there.
And you know what's amazing to me is just thinking of the wonderful possibility of uses for all of those things.
Yeah,
you know, not just playing them, just for forever, literally.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ro.
Many uses. Yeah.
Make sure my back. All right, am I back on the right page of the computer now?
That's right.
There you go.
Very
thank
good.
You, dude. So this runaway bride, this girl with the squirrel eyes,
right.
And somebody over the weekend said to me, "Check out this chick's eyes. That she's got these weird psycho eyes. They're big like egg omelets. She's got those eyes that are almost all white and very." Distinct, like the very round pupils.
You mean like somebody who might be slightly disturbed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like a deer in the headlights.
So she cut her hair. She went to Vegas. She went to Albuquerque.
Right.
She comes back from Albuquerque after driving her family freaking nuts. Mm-hmm. She's got a teddy bear that she's nicknamed Al after. after Albuquerque, mm-hmm. and when she's coming through the airport, she's got a poncho or a blanket on her head.
Right, right.
Now, as of Friday, no one was treating this, the news organizations weren't treating this the way that they are now, like, hey, she's the runaway bride, which is what they're doing now, like it's that dumb Julia Roberts
and
movie.
You know screenplays are being penned already for this.
But the difference is, and I know this firsthand, I think I've told you this before, when I was married the first time for 6 months.
And you went to Albuquerque.
You still have a bear.
But they found you before you went missing.
I wish I would have. I was standing up there saying to my best man at the time,
right.
Joe.
Right.
Not
Joe.
Not no, that Joe. No, different Joe.
No, was
Joe.
It like the scene with Vince Vaughn?
Joe Bohannon was sitting there, and I said, this is a mistake. And
well, see, in the Vince Vaughn scene, he's the best man that sang it to
the
other.
I was standing there. I was standing there, and
hey, I just want to thank you guys one last time for being here. It's the best day ever.
We don't have time for all these tapes now.
Franklin, okay, you need to walk away from this ASAP.
What?
We need to get out, Frankie.
No.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Once you get that 6 months, you don't think that's going to change?
Excellent.
Kids, do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie?
Yes.
No, see that? Always smiling. I have judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
And on the aisle, Bean. Let it go.
Congratulations to you.
Yes.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together.
Yeah, because he has a green card. He's cute.
Now, Rosie, you ruined that. You ruined that tape, Rosie. That freight train will derail any other tape that we have in the system.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
Shut up.
No.
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 It's not going to happen.
Go to Denny's. Go to Denny's, you cow.
So.
Yes.
Back to.
The Runaway Bride.
Yeah, the Runaway Bride.
Right.
The networks are treating this in the news stations like, you know, does everybody remember the movie? Listen, as I mentioned, this is not, if you don't, what I'm saying is, when I got married for the first time to, you know, Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I stood up there with all the people in the family. I said to Joe Bohannon, you know, I don't want to do that. And he said to me,
why'd you just leave?
You know, and I said, I can't. Yeah, I can't.
Don?
I'm trapped.
Why don't you walk away right now?
So I understand. I mean, I ended up getting.
So you said that to him like in the church?
As we were standing up there watching, I swear.
Waiting for the bride.
God is my witness. Watching her come up the aisle.
This is a big mistake.
That's scary.
I knew it. That's scary. Yeah. I knew it was. And then I looked at all the people. I mean, I was 18.
It's a tremendous amount of pressure when you get that process rolling.
Sure is.
But you could do what I do. You could, you know, wuss out and get married and end up getting divorced later like I did.
Hey, some of us wuss out twice.
Or you could just walk away. This is the thing about this chick. How come she just didn't at least call her family at some point to say, you know, I'm okay. I'm not kidnapped.
I have an answer for that.
And that is?
Mentally unstable.
Well, listen.
She may have been a little out of her mind.
I've got the tape of her 911 call. Now, keep in mind, this is as they're calling her now, the flowery runaway bride. Mm-hmm. You know.
You have a tape of her?
Yes,
her 911. This is really going to be her? I'm just checking. Sure it is. Why wouldn't it be?
Is it going to be the real girl?
Is
it? No.
This is the 911 tape. See, now I'm expecting Rosie all day.
Listen, she says 911. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, that's the beginning of the call.
Here she is. Mike, now stop it.
What?
Don't make me do that.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Here's the real 911 call. Listen to this bitch. Now that you know she's lying, imagine what she was thinking when she made this call.
I'm at the, I don't know where I am. I'm right here beside the Water Street at the 7-Eleven.
Okay, what's going on?
I've got my family and the police on the phone. I was kidnapped earlier this week, and I'm standing out. And
what is your name?
Jennifer.
Well, you heard Jennifer. Do you need any medical attention?
No, I don't need any medical attention. I told her my name.
Do you know who did this to you?
No.
Are and then they just drop you off at that location.
Meanwhile, she's been in Las Vegas. She's been partying in Vegas for a week.
I mean, I don't know.
She's taking a bus from Vegas to Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
love
something to you. Did they hurt you in any way, Jennifer? Do you need any medical attention?
No, they didn't hurt me.
Okay, well, when I'm talking to him,
and of course she said it was a Hispanic man.
I was kidding.
Always good for the minorities.
Keep the brown man down.
I can't sit on the knees. I don't know.
I know you're for that, Ron.
That's right.
And the person that did this to you was a really
It was a Hispanic man and a Caucasian woman.
Hispanic.
Well, what did you say about the woman?
Caucasian. Hispanic and a Caucasian woman.
Right.
Now, Hispanic
or Native American?
Hispanic.
Hispanic,
okay? I would say in her 40s, maybe.
Listen to this crazy bitch. Okay, so.
Wow.
So now she's okay. Now I'm wondering.
Yeah,
and I heard.
Thank God.
I read that her parents.
I just want to tell people when we play the big lie, you want to know why I have a crap detector?
Yeah.
There's the reason right there, right?
The parents paid for her to fly first class back from Albuquerque back to Georgia. Oh, and you know what I love about Georgia? And I've only been down there a couple of times to see my kid at college or go to Atlanta. I love the fact that the cops drive Z28.
Yeah, the big hot ones on the highway.
Right? Big Camaros.
Out there on the big drag.
So they were going through the chronological order of things that have happened from the beginning. And now they're saying, look back to these shots that we had on Thursday and Friday of all of the cops. And all of the people that volunteered their time, and all of the manpower, and all of the helicopters, and all of the dogs that went into this, and the whole time, and I don't think she's crazy, because she bought the bus ticket a week in advance.
But as you mentioned before, the real victim here is the groom-to-be, not just because he dodged a bullet and didn't marry this nut, but the fact that, as usual, a la Scott Peterson, he was the guy that they were looking at the closest, you know, saying, hey, boy, you know, you didn't want to get married, so you threw her in a lake somewhere.
That's why I got something for you right now, right?
Yes.
Yes. Do you think it would be possible we'd have a tape of the fiancé?
No.
It's true.
Really
it is.
No.
Yes.
No.
When I'm wrong, you better say thank you. You promise?
Yes.
Okay. Here's John Mason.
No. I never thought that.
Oh, Rosie?
Thank you!
Okay.
No. I never thought that. You just had to be around her, I guess.
You had to be around her.
It's a bright sun.
She going in, click, click, click.
No. I never thought that. You just had to be around her, I guess. You know, nobody, none of y'all were ever around her. Y'all take the situation and work it out that way and... Huh. She had put way too much into this for it to give up 2 days before or 3 days before, whatever.
All right,
well,
sucker.
Not really the case.
I don't know how she fooled him.
I'd be standing there going, listen, bitch, on Friday everybody was saying, I'm